This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from, well, not from Studio C, from my own home, for variety.
Well,
but it is still a dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the remote Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And today, Monday, brand new week, we are kicking off a week. We're under the tutelage of our brand new manager.
I'm going to keep it positive. I'm going to go with your Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles.
Those are sporting clubs.
Those are indeed.
Sport of American football.
There is one bowl game I consider to be more super than any of the others. And it's coming up next week, I guess?
Two weeks?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care anymore. Anyway, Chiefs and Eagles.
2 weeks is how long you need for Patrick Mahomes' ankle to get good and okay.
Or the transplant to take. They're just going to transplant the lower leg.
Well, so you think that they're going to fly him to a foreign country, because you couldn't do it in America, and
right,
transplant his ankle from a probably a healthy young man they've snatched off the street somewhere, and have him ready to go for game time.
Well, my understanding, my sources say that it's going to be in North Korea, and that indeed the Chiefs have paid handsomely for the lower leg of a North Korean soldier who is particularly strong, skilled, young, etc. If that does not take, I've heard a horse's leg is in the running as well, because the hoof will help him dig in if the weather turns surly there in Phoenix indoors. So much for that theory.
Right. Anyway, so that was fun.
Two games yesterday, a stupid, awful, disaster, never got started blowout, and a nail biter. If you're a football fan, and I am.
So I feel like we should decide ahead of time, because this is not the sort of thing you want to just go into willy-nilly. You got to be prepared for it. I feel like we should decide ahead of time when we want to discuss that horrifying video that came out on Friday.
I'm fine with, segment three this hour, if you like, after the bottom of the hour.
A little later this hour, because that's the sort of thing you want. Standing alone is a conversation, and you see it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you move on from it because it's disturbing and sad and sick and a dozen other descriptors. None of them cheery.
As a student of the media, that's what I'll call myself. It sounds like I'm important or knowledgeable or something if I call myself that. I found it interesting yesterday. So I was watching the Sunday talk shows, and several of them led with the horrifying police beating, which is generally fine as a lead news story. But a couple of them went foreign policy, and particularly you had prominent Congress people on Fox News Sunday saying they do believe we could be at war with China by 2025. And I thought, you know, no matter how you slice it, that's a bigger story.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there seem to be a lot of theories floating around as to the likelihood of our being in open conflict with China over the next several years. And they range from, no, that's not going to happen, to within a couple of years, according to one general, I guess.
Yeah, we can get into that in detail, but there was an announcement from one general who is telling his guys, be prepared, I think we're going to be in armed conflict against China. And then so that came up with several prominent congressmen, and we'll play those clips for you later, but they said, yeah, I think that's true. So, holy crap. I mean, that's about a big a story as you can possibly imagine, really. I can't even hardly fathom a bigger story unless a meteor was going to hit us this afternoon.
Sure. Yeah. I'd rather not contemplate war with China, if you don't mind. How much is enough for one day for you? Dark, dark, dark. I'm telling you.
I was just thinking in terms of what stories they decided to go lead with. I mean,
sure. You know, yeah. I get
it. Kind of interesting.
Well, yeah. And here's a little white privilege for you. If you're a white cop and you beat a black defendant, you will be the lead story, 100%. But troubling and somewhat more complex narrative involving five black cops beating a black man to death, it's just they're not quite sure exactly how to handle it. So they demoted it, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how seriously all parties have taken that whole incident. You know, there wasn't the usual breakdown of different factions around the story or anything like that. Just everybody horrified and how the hell did this happen and how do we keep it from happening again? So,
right.
Anyway,
right.
We'll get into that in more detail coming up. In an ankle transplant, when they grab this guy from the farm in North Korea and say, we need your ankle for Patrick Mahomes, and they give the family, you know.
Well, my sources say they're going to offer the family 10 times a year's wage, so $350.
Then remove the ankle.
Well, it's the lower leg from the knee down. Clearly, it's a much quicker operation.
We should start the show officially so that we don't run afoul of the FCC. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Monday. It is January the 30th. We're really running out of January here. And it's the year 2023. No donuts for me in 23. We are Armstrong and Getty. We approve of this program.
Okay, let's begin then officially according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go at Mark.
What's amazing about all this is it takes us to the question of why were these documents here? Well, now that we learn that some of these go back to his Senate time, you know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
There you go. Should have reminded y'all that for some people that's still the big story. Not so much me,
I think we've officially moved on to the what the hell's going on with all these documents laying around phase of it, as opposed to Biden's the bad guy. No, Trump's the bad guy. No, Pence proves Biden, Trump. No, everybody's just like, what is going on here with the crap laying around?
That's more or less what Mark Rubio said. What the hell's the deal? Kind of laughed. Well, it is. At some point, it's pretty amusing. Classified, very dangerous information. Oh, it's in my shed with next to my lawnmower.
Well, and the Justice Department asking all the presidents and vice presidents from the last 50 years, hey, dig around, would you, in like your junk drawer, just see if you got anything stamped classified.
And as they said on Saturday Night Live, Presidents Bush and Obama said, yes, we have turned everything over and have nothing. Jimmy Carter said, come and get it, you bastard.
Right, brandishing an automatic weapon.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Plenty of news that we've gathered up from the weekend, and of course we will look forward to Rihanna's halftime show at Super Bowl 57. And give you a preview of that or something.
We'll take your call speculating what will the song list be? Which songs will she perform in what order? We've got a contest. It's going to be great.
A contest. Yeah. Could you, with a gun to your head, name a Rihanna song?
No, absolutely not. No. Put that gun down. It's not going to do you any good.
You can shoot me, not shoot me. You're going to get the same result.
Right. Offer me $1 million, whatever. Can't do it.
How does mailbag look?
It's tricky. It's going to be difficult to handle, Jack. Only a professional should attempt it. Do not try this at home.
The text line is fired up. I shoveled coal into it and pulled the lever, and it is all hot and ready and ready to go. It is 415-295-KFTC. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Stories of the day. Whimsy, home recipes we like, all the things that are the Armstrong and Getty Show. How you doing?
Fantastic, yes. And some of the heaviest topics that mankind has ever or will ever confront as well. So a complex stew of infotainment, information, if you will.
For instance, how do you keep the government from beating you to death in the street?
I would certainly like to, if possible.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. This is more a wisdom-loving quote of the day, getting back to our discussion of how time passes in our minds and why it's so different as a child and adult, that sort of thing. Dave in L.A. passing this along from John Steinbeck from his classic East of Eden. And this is absolutely fabulous. Thanks, Dave, for sending it along, Dave in L.A. Time interval is a strange and contradictory matter in the mind. It would be reasonable to suppose that a routine time or an eventless time would seem interminable. It should be so, but it is not. It is the dull, eventless times that have no duration whatever. A time splashed with interest, wounded with tragedy, crevassed with joy. That's the time that seems long in the memory. And this is right when you think about it. Eventlessness has no posts to drape duration on. From nothing to nothing is no time at all.
Wow, he, without doing any brain scans or anything, Steinbeck, had it nailed exactly based on what I was reading the other day.
Eventlessness has no posts to drape duration on. Man, someday I'll talk pretty like that.
That's a pretty good sentence right there.
No S happened, so I didn't really notice anything happening. I don't know, right.
I didn't think of draping duration on anything. Yeah. Mailbag. Drop us a line, would you? Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. A couple of contrasting opinions here. First of all, Travis, I love Mondays. I set my alarm for 6 a.m. so I'm coherent when the A&G opening theme plays. It's better than coffee. Great way to start my week. Thanks, Travis. Then this.
I'm guessing this is a contrasting opinion.
Please tell me, you two prima donna minor celebrities, you're not going to take 4 days off for Groundhog Day. You turn every holiday into at least a three-day vacation. How much time off is it you two add all together? Probably enough to qualify for the teachers' union. I find it quite hypocritical that a couple of no-shows are always bagging on bums and junkies. Well, what the hell do you do with all this time off? Joe in his shorts and flip-flops, chugging a beer, trying to play the guitar. Jack in the lotus position, staring at a blank wall. Nobody wants a best of, and don't tell us it's in your contract. Yeah, who put it in the contract? I speak on behalf of all audience members who are sick and tired of lazy loafing layabouts not showing up to entertain. Signed, pissed off.
Signed, pissed off. I that's a good idea, turning Groundhog Day into a four-day weekend, since Groundhog Day is...
It's Thursday, I think, isn't it? Yeah, so that's either some really skillful trollery or somebody truly unbalanced. Please get counseling, sir. Frequent correspondent Paolo on the subject of sentient AI. If I wasn't dreaming, you guys touched on the possibility of ChatGPT becoming conscious and possibly malevolent. My two cents, ChatGPT in particular and AI in general is a machine, an automation, that's all. There's no reason to believe that a sufficiently sophisticated machine becomes sentient, though it could certainly behave indistinguishably from a sentient being. At that point, what's the difference? We can't prove that every human except ourselves isn't an automation. All right, that's a bit of a we're in the Matrix tangent, but back to the main topic. As for AI becoming malevolent, I think that's anthropomorphic thinking. Human evolution instilled the urges that result in malevolent humans. That doesn't apply to AI. The real risk is that humans will use a completely agnostic AI for their own malevolent purposes.
That's a pretty damn good point. So a lot of what we're driven by are desires installed by evolution, as that person just said, run amok. So for power, sex, acquiring things, whatever, that the computer wouldn't necessarily have.
Right, right. And as I posed the question, I think it was on Friday, how would a machine become neurotic exactly? I'm just going by Mr. Spock in Star Trek. He seemed very steady, very dependable. So I'm not that worried about that, although Paolo also gets to a point we discussed late last week, which is that any tool this powerful will absolutely, beyond question, be used by malevolent human beings to accomplish whatever evil doing they have in mind.
Right. So if it develops consciousness, could it be like a human being where it just gets bored with things and thinks, you know what, I'm not interested in crunching numbers today. I'm just going to listen to K-pop.
Or will
watch
it...
Netflix.
Like a teenage boy, be bored and think, you know, it'd be fun stirring up some trouble. But I don't know why it would. Why would it be bored?
Right. Yeah.
Huh. This is obviously way beyond my powers of imagination and intellect.
And everybody else's, by the way.
Yeah. True enough. True enough.
Nobody knows.
Let's see. Moving along. Speaking of things we talked about, and Jack, your quote last week, stretching is the new brushing your teeth. Al Anonymous, our friend stationed in Japan, writes, guys, you're right. Stretching is the new brushing your teeth. I'm a civilian engineer stationed in Japan. I noticed the contractors here in a group, before they get started working, do group stretches like we used to in PE class. I've also seen it in parks and on TV. Looking into it, I found this is a Japanese cultural norm reinforced by the government with a radio broadcast at 6:30 a.m. The practice started almost 100 years ago in 1925 and still goes on today. Maybe this is the secret to the Japanese longevity.
Yeah, this if you didn't hear that, it was just my idea that brushing teeth every day has become such a cultural norm. We all do it. We have our kids do it. We make such an, you know, we emphasize it so much. What if we did the same thing with stretching, or it's just a cultural norm? We all did it every day. We expected our kids to do it. We felt weird if we skipped it.
Well, and
it's
the
just as important to our health.
Well, right. The persuasive part to me was that it so clearly prevents all sorts of injuries, including falls in old age and such. You know, brushing your teeth also gives you fresh and delightful breath, which helps.
True. True.
It's worth something. So it helps
nobody
you
ever
get over, if you'll excuse the expression.
Yeah, you're never going to kiss somebody and they say, ooh, you didn't stretch. Get away from me.
You're not very flexible. Indeed. So to discuss this hour, the horrific beating to death of a man in Memphis, Tennessee, war with China, the fact that decades-old limitations on American technology furnishing the military of China with expertise have gone ignored. You can pass a law, but you got to enforce a law.
Right. So much on the way. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast. Armstrong and Getty On Demand is what you search for.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we have plenty of things to talk about today that will make your life better and happier, and just, you know, be, it's just enjoyment. It'll put a smile on your face. This is not one of those segments. So if you're hoping for a smile on your face, this is not one of those segments. So is it fair to say that a guy was beaten to death by police for no good reason in Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah, yeah. His body and brain held on for a couple of days. 2.5 days, roughly, after the beating was administered. But then he died of his wounds. So, yeah, he was beaten to death.
The video came out on Friday. I did not watch it, but Joe did the proper journalistic thing and did watch it. So, for people who haven't, tell us what you saw.
Well, yeah, in short, a man being beaten savagely in a way that any sentient human being would realize could easily result in brain damage or death. There are times in human history where one punch has dropped a guy, he's hit his head and died, that sort of thing. This was not
sure.
That. This was repeated kicks to the head of a prone and helpless man. This was a large human being administering full force punches to the head of a restrained man repeatedly. It was the sort of beating you would expect to hear about in an Iranian prison.
Oh, my God.
Or a Russian or a Nazi concentration camp. It was utterly inhumane.
So I read the various accounts, which included like high fives and smiling and checking your phone while this was going on or while he was on the ground.
Yeah, in the aftermath of it, there was the adrenaline wearing off period after a chase and a tackle and a wrestling match, and then the adrenaline of beating a man to death. And during that time, the victim was slumped against the car and repeatedly slumped over onto the pavement while a dozen maybe law enforcement officers milled about chatting and looking at their phones and talking about the pursuit, and a couple of first responder, like fire paramedic types, were there and kind of casually looked at the guy a little bit, but then they didn't do much for an extended period.
Wow. So it extends beyond the five police officers charged with murder into the what the hell are you people doing?
Yeah, you know, it looked to me, and this is, you know, this is just one person's opinion. It looked to me like it had been generally decided that he was demoted, the victim was DeVoe Tyree Nichols was demoted from humanity to something lesser, and that any rules of human decency, as in, you know, don't beat a completely helpless man or render aid to somebody who's been terribly injured, those very, very basic things were ignored, as if, again, he was demoted somewhere below human being for resisting the cops, resisting arrest.
What's interesting about you saying that is demoted to what? I don't know anybody that could do that to a dog. So, no. Or even I don't think most people could do that to a mouse you wanted to dispatch. You'd do it more humanely. I mean,
oh, you'd try to minimize the suffering, not increase it as much as possible. Yeah.
So it's, you know, I'm just trying to figure out and maybe it's helpful that I haven't seen the video and I'm only going by what I've read of the accounts, because you never know how accurate the accounts are. But I think it was the New York Times was writing about, and this has always bothered me, a lot of these videos that have come out over the years. The thing that has always scared me is when a whole bunch of different guys are yelling orders at you and you don't know what you're, stand up, sit down, hold still. And they're twisting your arm. How do you hold still while you're somebody's twisting your arm and, you know, that sort of stuff. And I've always thought, geez, if I was in that situation, I don't know how I would respond once you get in that.
Badly. Well, yeah, I can't remember. It was 71 commands in 42 seconds or something like that. And many of them contradictory. And his failure to cooperate, quote unquote, as often happens when cops decide your refusal to cooperate with me or submit to my orders is reason for me to punish you physically. And that happens. It absolutely happens. It became completely impossible for him to comply in a way that suggested either these guys were utterly incompetent law enforcement officers or they felt like they were justified in beating someone who was not cooperating. And that whole shouting contradictory thing, stop resisting, stop resisting. I mean, that's, you know, that's old hat for a cop who wants to beat somebody.
Right. So maybe the most troubling aspect of this, I mean, I find that incredibly troubling just because, I've got a son that deals with a variety of emotional issues and he's still a kid and everything like that. But I could picture him getting into a situation when he's older where you're just scared. And then, you know, once it starts and somebody's screaming at orders at you and twisting your arm, good Lord.
San Diego County, what was it about 5 years ago? A white man with mental illness was beaten to death by white cops because he wouldn't comply and they decided to punish him for it.
Right. But again, maybe the most troubling aspect of this whole thing is it looks like they would have lied about it and gotten away with it if there hadn't been a video.
Yes. Almost certainly, yeah. This gets to a deeper question about policing culture and the dark side of it. And I suppose we could throw out the ever-present disclaimer. The majority of cops are terrific public servants and do a dangerous and difficult job with skill and wisdom. And we appreciate it a tremendous amount. But on the dark side of police culture, the fact that you could administer street punishment for a very, very long time is the sort of thing that does seep into a culture. Now, I will also tell you, I think you do have a systemic problem. Everybody agrees. That's why cops have been in favor of reforming policing for a long time, have worked to do it. The presence of body cameras is a step forward for everybody involved, including cops who get hit by ridiculous accusations all the time. So you do have a systemic issue, a cultural issue. And I think in this case you had several individuals, and of the five that have been charged with murder, there are some who are clearly more guilty of more monstrous behavior than the others. They were all complicit and will all suffer the consequences. But so in at least several of their cases, you had truly bent human beings who are capable of horrible violence and the sort of tendency that really ought to get rooted out before they get hired.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a complex notion that some of those guys are guilty of much more monstrous behavior, because watching a guy beat someone to death than lying to cover for them is pretty monstrous.
That is pretty monstrous. I would agree completely. I mean, you can picture completely losing your head in a fight, I suppose, and punching a restrained man who is utterly helpless. But the idea that everybody else there would let you do it? That's disgusting.
And you're not going to have to get any sort of help or get fired or, you know, people talk to you and decide maybe you shouldn't be a cop. Even that is not going to happen, let alone, you know, charged with something. Yeah, and everybody's just going to say, well, I hope he doesn't do it again when I'm not around. That's troubling.
Yeah, there is an hour of video from various angles, various body cameras, a street light mounted security camera. And the amount of law enforcement professionalism exhibited in those videos is like none. If you took away the uniforms, you know, I would like to rewatch it just to make sure I'm accurate on this. And I'm not saying there's none, but there were very, very few clues you're looking at law enforcement officers if you take away the uniforms and the cars with the flashing lights. Just there's very little conversation in the, you know, during the beating or the aftermath or anything that would betray the fact that these are sworn peace officers.
Serve and protect on their shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're just guys who knew each other, who got into a fight and beat a guy unconscious. Soon to be dead. Yeah. Yeah, it was just unbelievable.
Huh. Is it possible to discuss this rationally and accomplish anything? Because, you know, some of the all cops are bad crowd was getting a lot of play over the weekend.
Of course.
Still, even after, you know, the video coming out and a number of these kind of things, I mean, I think we've learned in the last couple of years, it would seem pretty clear that for the past, well, thousands of years that police have existed, but let's just talk about the United States and modern America. Let's just say that prior to 2010, whenever these videos started becoming really popular, cops got away with doing a lot of horrible things and lied about it. A lot more than any of us ever thought, those of us who are pro-cop. A lot mm-hmm. more than any of us ever thought. Don't you think that's a fair thing to say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's undeniable. To deny it would be like saying, it's not true there's more shoplifting than the storekeeper notices. That's just the nature of doing wrong. People generally try to keep it from being, you know, people becoming aware of it.
Well, in this case, it's practically, I figured it was like as rare as, you know, like, I mean, you know, like a lightning strike practically. And it looks like it might come a little closer to relatively common.
Yeah, maybe it's that I grew up in Chicagoland and was aware of the various scandals involving the Chicago PD through the years. They were notorious for street justice. So,
How much does it vary from city to city, do you think?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't have the knowledge to answer that question. I will tell you this, though, back to your earlier question about, you know, where are we and what to do about it and the significance of the cameras. I think one positive coming out of this, and Memphis seems to be handling this pretty well, is the message you will be seen and you will be punished terribly if you do this sort of thing or let this sort of thing happen. And that has got to change the culture. I mean, just out of self-preservation, you would think even bad cops are going to think, I don't want to go to jail for 20 years.
Well, people who come, yeah, I'm sure there are people who do this somewhat in control, but the people who completely lose control and do this, I don't know How much that will shave off? Hopefully some. But what we've really got to get to is the people that are in control that are standing around watching it and then lying about it. Those are the people that have to be scared and think, okay, this is going to be on video. I can't pretend this didn't happen. I can't just stand here and watch it happen because there's going to be a video of me standing here watching it happen.
Right. My kids are not going to grow up without a dad because this guy lost his head. We need more of that.
I think those are the people we can most easily get to, the people that are still in control that have been just watching this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're on video. But, man, that is a troubling, troubling situation. you know, I'm still a guy that when I see a cop car, I think there's a good guy. Or I'm happy to see a cop car in my neighborhood. Good. A cop car just drove through my neighborhood. That makes anybody around who was thinking about doing something bad less likely to do it. That's still my view of policing. But, jeez. Again, I feel like the people that are willing to beat somebody to death are such outliers. I don't even know what to think about that. But the people that are in that weird area in between who can be there and watch it and lie about it. Oof.
Well, and this will be my final thought in the segment. This cannot be done or discussed in a smug, armchair quarterbacky way. We have to recognize that cops do a difficult and dangerous job, and often the only people saving them from the worst happening are their teammates. And you have that bond, and you have that we will protect each other to the point of risking our lives bond, which in its dark moments extends to, all right, you effed up really badly, but I'm going to cover for you because we're teammates and we're there for each other. Got to find a way to cure that infection without killing the organism that is, you know, a police department.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more later. We'd love to hear from you if you have any thoughts or expertise on it. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Have you been on ChatGPT? People at the Amazon warehouse who had their job replaced by a robot on the floor, they're going to have the last laugh because now AI
is... It's coming for me.
It's coming for white-collar jobs, exactly.
Put it in and asked it to do a Bill Maher monologue on AI, and it spit out in 10 seconds like five paragraphs that sounded quite like you.
Like me is not me, Mike.
Exactly.
Let's not get too ahead on.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the plumber is.
No, I know. It's at the door.
It's scary.
Well, two AI programs have passed the U.S. medical licensing examination, and there's a robot lawyer that's going into court next week.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's like they told us crypto and Bitcoin was going to be the thing. No.
Right.
This is the thing. This is going to insinuate itself into everything about our lives. And it's going to, I just think this is it. Like, this is the next huge technology.
And put everybody out of work.
Bill Maher there with Barry Weiss and others.
Talking ChatGPT like we did a lot last week. Again, I feel like I felt in March, April of 2020 when I was first hearing about the pandemic and thinking, wow, is this actually going to happen and be as big a deal as everybody says? Well, looks like it is. That's what I feel like now with this.
Boy, that's a chilling comparison.
It is. At least there could be some positives out of this. There were no positives out of COVID.
Hit one more clip, Michael.
What do we do? How do people make money? How do people live? How do they feel valuable? I have to start to think
but
about
it. But they said that about the internet, right? And like,
well, but that,
people adapt to new technologies.
But it didn't, the internet didn't do our job for us. It helped us do our job. It didn't do it for us. I mean, they said this about, yes, the cars, well, they're going to replace the horses, which is true.
There are shortages in the building and construction trades in the years to come. There's shortages in nursing. There's shortage, you know, cops.
Right.
You know. People, yeah, you know, yeah. I think, you know, we'll be able to figure it out. It will make it more efficient. But I think it could be part of a healing process in the country for those white collar workers to understand what the blue collar worker has been going through for at least 40 years in this country.
Okay. The 50 million people out of work are not all going to be cops. We don't need that many cops. And the idea, we've gotten these texts from a lot of you, and you have been right throughout history with the whole people said this about the television or whatever. People said this about
Jim.
Exactly. This is a whole different animal.
Yeah, yeah. The jobs most likely to be wiped out first coming up next hour. Stay with us, won't you? Especially if you think you might have one of them.
Oh, wow.
And listen, I'm chuckling to keep from crying. This is going to be enormously destabilizing. Tim Ryan there, the Congress guy, with his, well, maybe it'll help bring some healing with white collar workers understanding what blue collar workers. Yeah, as 50 million white collar workers roam the streets looking for a scrap of bread, nobody's going to be healed in any regard whatsoever. It's going to be chaos.
I can't wait to hear which jobs are going first. Can the Chiefs beat the Eagles? I saw a little of both games. The Philadelphia Eagles look really good.
Yeah, they do. It was hard to judge from that game against the 49ers. The 49ers had no quarterback.
Well, they're playing against the refs. Why'd the refs just have Eagles uniforms on? I like saying stuff like that. Rihanna is the halftime show at the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Chris Stapleton, one of my favorite artists in the world, is singing the Star Spangled Banner before the Super Bowl. I'd rather he was the halftime show. Somebody from Abbott Elementary, a very popular TV show, is going to perform Like Every Voice and Sing, and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds will sing America the Beautiful. There's your entertainment for Super Bowl.
Too much singing. Play football.
If you miss an hour of this show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.